Harvey Rosenthal, executive director of the New York Association of Rehabilitation Services, says referring to the mentally ill with phrases like violent psychotics and monsters vilifies one-fifth of Americans who have various psychiatric disabilities.
The facts are that people with mental illnesses are no more violent than the general public, and as a matter of fact, are 12 times more likely to be victims of violence. And as an example, a particular example, a lot of the vile sort of coverage is coming out of the New York City tabloids. There was an article in the Post last week that talked about the expected transfer of people from adult homes, people with mental illnesses from adult homes to supported housing. The headline was, "Here Come the Crazies." There was a time that other groups had that kind of stigma, and they accepted until they pushed back, and then it stopped. We have to, in our community, the mental health community, need to make that stop. And if it means going down to the New York Post and surrounding that building with pickets and raising the issue of this kind of coverage, you don't hear any more for Jews or Irish people or black people or gays, lesbians. But it's okay, I guess, with the mentally ill.
Rosenthal is concerned that defamatory media will shame and deter many from seeking help, though most can substantially recover from disabling conditions with personalized services. The New York Post did not respond to requests for comment. Glenn Liebman, director of the Mental Health Association of New York State, agrees that labeling mentally ill people with what may be perceived as derogatory words and phrases serves no good purpose.
When you're talking about the fact that 1 in 5 people in our country, 20% of people in our country, have some kind of mental illness, and if you're talking about families, individuals, anybody, close friends, we're basically all impacted by some kind of mental illness, either directly or indirectly. So when you see those kinds of things happening, the unfortunate byproduct of that is that people who need services, and we know that 2/3 of people who need mental health services never seek them, and the number one reason they stayed is because of the stigma associated with it. So what's going to happen when you see something like that perpetuated? People are going to run away from seeking the kind of services they need that would help them recover and move forward in their lives.
The advocates agree that recent emphasis on 24-hour emergency phone lines, peer support, housing, family services, managed care, and outreach are showing results. Harvey Rosenthal says they are encouraged by health reforms in New York initiated through Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration.
Making services more accountable, paying for them according to not how often you see somebody, but what the outcome of that is. Requiring services to be much more in sync with each other and coordinated. Offering electronic health care records to share information in real time. So we're seeing already a drop in relapses and readmissions with this kind of better and more coordinated care.
Rosenthal criticizes suggestions calling for forced treatment under expansion of Kendra's Law, which lets courts order mentally ill people with histories of violence into outpatient treatment. Rosenthal says it would cost $100 million to implement, send the wrong message, and drive more people with mental illness underground. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.